have anything for you on Matthew yet. We'll know till later today.
You don't expect Tim to be available on Tuesday, right?
I really don't know. Like, if you get checked out, the spectrum on those things is, yeah, he could play and could be something else.
Maintenance for Stafford and Alex, or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You know, you made some personnel changes for power play. Would you consider doing the same for the penalty kill, or do you think it's just a stretch where you're getting some bad bounces?
Well, we had different people out there when the puck went in.
But, what's the mentality of your group? You know, you got one left, and then you hope they go away and come back refreshed, or?
Oh, it worked today. Like, we worked on getting faster with what we were doing, and we got those guys up and down the ice. You know, probably into the 60 or 70 times today. Just as much speed as we can generate, as much quickness as we can generate, and we're going to work every day. So we'll judge our compete level. We think we can just get faster with everything that we do. And then you just make sure your team knows they're coming to work every day.
For Nikolai, it looks like he, I don't know, things could change tomorrow, but if he moves to the left side, is there much of a change in terms of mentality
for
him?
No, he's comfortable. On both, we've just haven't seen enough work with him on the left side to move him there. I would like him to play the left side at times. I really like him on the right. But a player like that, if I can get him on both sides, it just opens up a lot of doors for changing later in games, getting him out with different people. You know, Mark back in for practice, it just changes the way practice looks. I mean, you can see it if you're upstairs, it's just faster. You know, pucks are moving on the tape. Nikolai and Blake are picking up speed through the neutral zone. And I'd like Blake at center ice too. I mean, I didn't mind that. It's not something we feel we have to. But going forward, you know, when you've got Matthew out and Scheif out and Lowry out and Bermy not at 100%, and now you at least feel you've got something you could go to.
Mark seems pretty encouraged that he'll be able to play Tuesday. Do you share that view as long as there's no setbacks?
Well, unless there's not a setback, and we're not anticipating one. He looks awfully strong out there.
And I know you don't like to talk about injuries much. Just is it a concussion for Lowry, or is it something else?
Upper body.
And you are expecting Postma back tomorrow?
Correct.
Paul, you kind of touched on this last night, but everybody's looking for some sort of magic potion to fix this. When you get up in the morning and start planning your practice and stuff, you rack your brains looking for?
No, I know there's no magic potion. I got a pretty good understanding of what we've got in our lineup right now and how it's going to look. So there's things that you want to fix, and it's just a matter of extremes, right? There's not a speech. There's not a one guy moves into one slot and all of a sudden we're running 15 games off. We're not. It's going to be scratch and claw every single night. Big picture, it give up 6 shots through 2 periods in a National Hockey League game. I don't care who you're playing or what your lineup is. That happens very, very rarely. There's a whole lot of good there, but I'm not losing 3 in a row at home saying that we're. I'll always hold out the idea that our job here is to win the Stanley Cup this year. It's not to talk about developing, or I know we talk about the process, but not use that as a marketing plan. I mean, I have a real good grasp of what we'll look like when we're really good and what we look like when we're off a little bit. And that band's fairly narrow.